for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
What was your name?
Charity.
Charity? Okay. Hey, Charity, I got this Keto Ascend and Keto Cleanse sent to me. I called about a month ago and asked not to have any more sent, but I got some sent anyway on the 26th of April. And I don't want it. I know what's inside. I haven't opened it, but I know that's what it is, but I don't want it.
All right, yes, sir. I can help you with that. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 99005.
All right. And can I have your first and last name?
John Aiken, A-I-K-E-N.
All right. And could I have your first and last name, I'm sorry. Could you verify your shipping address?
18523 North Water Street, Covert, Washington, 99005.
All right. Give me one more moment, please. All right. So, I do have an account pulled up here. I do see here on the 7th of April where our keto and cleanse, it was ordered during pay shipping handling. Also, in the terms and conditions, it puts you on a 14-day trial, 4 days of shipping, and a 10-day trial. What you would do is call this number in to cancel so you can keep it at shipping and handling costs. If you don't cancel, it'll bill you the original amount for the keto and cleanse you were sent during shipping and handling, as well as assess it as a recurring charge for you to be billed and receive the product monthly.
Well, what did it cost for these two this time?
The original amount of the keto cleanse is $91.89 and the keto is $92.90.
Yeah, I'm sending them back. I got this on order placed on March 7th. I'm looking at it. Copy of it. I copy everything. And I called the beginning about a few weeks later and told them I didn't want, I'd order anymore if I wanted it. And they said, okay, it was on March 24th. Anyways, they didn't send me anything. You guys, whoever didn't send me anything until 4/26 or 21. They all of a sudden just sent me some again. I mean, almost 2 months later. So, anyways, I'm going to send it back. I don't want it.
All right. Yes, sir, when you did a call in, you called in at this number?
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember who you spoke with?
No, I don't. I wrote it down this time, but I didn't last time.
All right, because I was trying to give me one moment so I can speak with the supervisor to see if she can pull up a call, because where I'm looking at, it doesn't say where you called. Give me one moment, please.
Well, it really doesn't matter. Either way, I'm sending this back. I don't want it. You know, I didn't ask for it, and I don't want it, especially almost 2 months after, it's 2 months after I got ordered originally. All of a sudden, out of the blue, send me two more. I never got one in the meantime. I only had the original two, and that was it. On March 7th, I ordered it.
Yes, sir, March 7th. I do apologize. I said April the 7th. March 7th, and then it billed you the original amount, and then it billed you for April, as well as it would billed you for May.
Yeah, well, I don't want it.
All right. And you say you don't remember what agent you spoke with?
No, I don't, but I'm going to send this back, so.
Those are supplement products, so we do not sell the keto and cleanse back because they are pill products. All right. And may I ask, have you had a chance to try it out?
Yes, I tried it, and it didn't do anything, so that's why I called after. I tried it for about a week and a half, and it didn't do anything, and so I called and said I didn't want it anymore, and they said, okay, it's fine, we'll stop it, and then all of a sudden, I just got some in the mail last week at some time.
All right. Also, if you're wanting to keep trying to see if it works for you, because it does help with reducing the appetite and increasing metabolism, I also can put your account on a hold for you to try some more and to see if it takes a little while longer to start working for you.
No, that's just way too expensive for me. I only tried it because it was $6.70 for one, $6.70 for one, and $7.45 for the other.
I paid
$80 or $90 for pills that are supposed to help me lose weight. I thought I'd give it a try because I heard all this stuff about keto. It just didn't do anything for me.
And also, if pricing is an issue, I also can do you with my employees and friends discount of 50% off all future orders, making that $91.89,
$45.95,
$92.90, $46.45. That's just too much. All right. I'm going to
send it back. All right. Give me one more moment, please. Okay.
All right. And before I do cancel out the whole account, I do want to let you know we are still doing our Mother's Day special of 75% off all future orders, making that $91.89,
$22.97, and then $92.90,
$23.23. Yeah, it's just too much money. I'm just going to send it back. Yes, sir. We don't accept those products back, but I can't get your account canceled. Give me one moment, please. And I'm also going to...
I want that amount canceled, too. I'm not going to pay $90 for each one of these things. They didn't even work. I only got them because they were $6 and $7 for shipping. I'm not going to pay $90-some dollars for each one of something that didn't work, and I called in and told them it didn't work.
All right, give me one moment. I'm going to speak with the supervisor, see if she can pull that call.
Thank you.
All right, so I did get your account canceled, and I also did just speak with the supervisor. And so I was told to ask, do you have your cancellation number?
I just went. No, I didn't write that down either. I just circled the phone number, though, I did.
All right. Yes, sir. With speaking with an agent, they do provide the cancellation number, and so that would be a confirmation to you and from us that the account was canceled. And also, the accounts are not accounts. The calls we do keep our calls on a recorded line, as well as we keep notation of it. And I'm not seeing also where you're where it has been notated that you did call in to cancel.
I'm not paying for this. I don't want it. And I called in to somebody and told them I didn't want it because it did absolutely nothing.
And so I'm not saying I don't believe you, but if we do give out cancellation numbers just for reasonings like this, say if it was a mishap, so the cancellation number, you don't have it? And when you called, you didn't get one?
No. Not that I wrote down. I usually write everything down.
Yes, sir. So I did get your account canceled, but I would have to have that cancellation number that when you did call in for us to have said you did cancel.
Yeah, I just had the 23rd of March scribbled on there, and that's probably when I called in and canceled it, and then the phone number circled, and that's it. So, anyways, I'm sending this back. I don't want it. I don't care if you accept it back or not. I'm sending it back. I don't want it. I called and I refuse. I just sent it and refused. I'm just going to drop it back in the mail.
Yes, we don't accept those back, but you can just dispose of them.
Oh, well, they can give it to somebody that might think it works, but it doesn't work. So there's no use me arguing about it anymore.
All right. Do you have pen and paper for your cancellation number?
Yep.
All right. So that'll be C as in cancel. F as in Frank. E as in Edward. 3215. F as in Frank. 763.
Okay. I'll look online, too, to see if I put it online where I ordered it.
All right.
I put it in my emails. But anyway, I'm sending this back, and I will, I think I did it through PayPal, which I'm going to tell that I'm contesting if you guys charge me for this stuff, because I don't want it. Anyway, I'll call you back if I can find something on my email.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.